I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Her most powerful weapon is her voice. It always has been. Bernice Johnson Reagan was born in Albany. This Baptist minister's daughter grew up immersed in the power and glory of spirituals. Reagan's activism began at Albany State in 1961. She was arrested for participating in a civil rights protest sponsored by SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Having spent the night in jail, she joined the SNCC Freedom Singers, and music became a weapon in her fight for equality. Expelled from Albany State after her arrest, she transferred to Spelman in Atlanta, earning a degree in history. Her PhD came from Howard University. In 1973, Reagan formed Sweet Honey in the Rock. For 30 years, she led the ensemble, dedicated to nurturing African-American history and activism through song. In the meantime, as a folklorist at the Smithsonian, she produced Wade in the Water, the Peabody Award-winning radio documentary about the African-American sacred music tradition. As scholar, composer, singer, producer, and teacher, Bernice Johnson Reagan's has been an extraordinary life that began on October 4, 1942, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.